which order are you wanting to go in?
Let's do the, which is first on the agenda?
Arnie's here.
Let's do that one first. We'll just take it and do it first. We ready to go?
Rep Wilson's here.
Welcome, everyone, to the Senate Committee on Business and Transportation, our last meeting for this session. And let's see, it is February 26, 2018, and we have two bills to consider. The first one, we will open a public hearing on House Bill 4111. We'll do that. And Kayla.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 4111 we first heard on February 19th. It's a bill that clarifies the fees required to obtain a Real ID compliant driver license for applicants seeking an original driver's license, a replacement driver license, or a renewal of an existing license to a Real ID compliant license. Since that time, there has been issued a Dash 10 amendment. The Dash 10 amendment allows a renewal for 2 years for persons who were previously issued limited term identification cards, limited term driver's license, or limited term driver permits. The bill does sunset on December 31st, 2021. There's an emergency clause on the bill. There's a minimal fiscal impact and a minimal revenue impact.
All righty. I have one person. Are you here for this one?
I am.
You certainly are welcome, Representative and Senator.
Go first.
Representative Wilson.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, Carl Wilson, House District 3, State Representative. I understand that you are going to be considering the Dash 10 amendments today. I would just like to go on record as saying that's not my wish for the bill. I understand the way the process works. My constituents don't expect me to be a part of what could happen today. My bill was what it was, and I appreciate you examining it before, and I appreciate that. But this is the Dash 10 amendments are not reflective of myself or my constituents as far as what we want to see happen to the bill. And if the Dash 10 amendments do ultimately get adopted today, I just wanted to make sure the record shows that I will be removing myself from the sponsorship line. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Appreciate it. Senator.
Hello, Senator Arnie Roblin, Senate District 5. I'll stand on the other side. I appreciate this issue, having served both as the speaker, co-speaker in the House. The issue of bills changing a bit happens every session, so I appreciate him coming and speaking. For me, this is an issue of fairness to some people who we have dealt with, I think, very honestly and upfront in the past, and a lack of the federal government's ability to get something done that I think most people in our state and others agree with, and that is to just a simple renewal. Those people who currently have a DACA permit and have the ability to drive to and from work, to and from school, should get the ability to renew for 2 years. That's all it's asking. Let's let the federal government solve their problem and all those kinds of things, and let Oregon take care of the kids that we've chosen to take care of. As a high school principal, we didn't even ask that question. All kids had a right to an education if they're in our communities. And we had a lot of kids who I found out at some point in their lives, oftentimes after they were out of high school, they were here. Parents had brought them here through no choice of their own, and they ended up going to our school. And I was proud of the fact that we helped them get the education they can. That the school they were in, the community they were in, it was the only community and school they'd ever known. So for me, that same group of kids, those DACA kids, I think about 11,000 of them in our state, not all of them have driver's licenses, but those that do need to continue to be able to do that. We hope that the federal government will get its, from my perspective, act together and solve that immigration problem. But for us in Oregon, we need to help those kids. We've already given an opportunity to do the right things here, and I would like to have that continue. That's the Dash 10 amendments. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank
both
you.
Of you. Amy, do you or the director want to just address the base bill, the DMV portion?
The director points to Amy.
I think it's very clear. I don't want to lose sight of what the bill is intended to do.
Chair Beyer and members of the committee, Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation. The base bill, 4111, does one simple thing, and it's to clarify the fee related to a real ID when DMV begins issuing real IDs in July of 2020. So the legislature in the 2017 session passed the real ID bill, creating that two-tiered system. There's the standard driver's license and a real ID. Based on legislative history, DMV's intent was to issue, when a person got a real ID card, issue a brand new 8-year credential and charge the normal issuance, full year issuance fee, plus the real ID upcharge that was also part of the bill. Legislators indicated that they would prefer a system where if folks still had time remaining on their existing license, that they'd be able to do a replacement. So that is a lesser fee. And then you have the remaining time that you would have. So if you were, say, 2 years into your driver's license, it's supposed to expire in 6 years, and you come in and choose to up to a real ID, you would just do a replacement. It's a lower fee, and then you get that 6 years remaining. So that's what the 4111 base bill does.
And we're still consistent with the real ID. Those who choose to get one pay the actual costs of DMV's managing.
That's right, Chair Beyer. There's that upcharge we keep referring to that will be based on the costs.
Thank you. Appreciate the work DMV has done on this. Any questions, if anybody? Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Mark Callahan? Excuse me. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Mark Callahan. I'm a congressional candidate for Oregon's 5th Congressional District and reside in Oregon City, Oregon. I am also a board member for Oregonians for Immigration Reform. I'm here today to speak against the Dash 10 Amendment, formerly the Dash 2 Amendment, of House Bill 4111. 4 years ago, in 2014, 66% and more of Oregonians voted against Measure 88, the measure that would have given driver's cards to illegal aliens. I say illegal aliens because I, like those that voted against Measure 88 4 years ago, in 35 out of 36 counties in Oregon, chose not to sugarcoat the term illegal with words like undocumented or immigrants. 4 years ago, this legislature went against the will of voters in Oregon to give illegal aliens a driver's card. It seems that Groundhog Day in the legislature on this issue has come again. The Dash 10 Amendment of House Bill 4111 is a backdoor, gut-and-stuff way for the legislature to once again try to subvert the will of the people, subvert the will of the voters of Oregon, by attempting to give driver's cards to illegal aliens. Once again, legislators in Portland that are specifically proposing this amendment are trying to force their ultra-liberal agenda upon the rest of us by deceptively slipping in the Dash 10 Amendment into House Bill 4111. Like they attempted to do with the Dash 2 amendment. Maybe those that proposed this amendment were asleep when the voters and when the people and voters of Oregon 4 years ago, by over 66% plus in 35 out of 36 counties, voted against Measure 88, voted against giving driver's cards to illegal aliens. Maybe they were asleep at the wheel, or maybe they just need to pull their head out of their own backsides. Thank you. Please vote no on the amendment.
Thank you. That's all I have signed up to testify. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify on this bill? If not, we will close the public hearing and open a work session. Colleagues, I would note for the record, just to be very clear, the amendment applies to people who currently legally have driver's permits. It allows them and only them to renew those permits. Licenses for 2 years. That's consistent with the bill that was passed 2 years ago, 15, I think. So that's all this does is just allow them to legally do, and I think we are all hopeful that the Congress will somehow figure out how to deal with this issue in the rest of this year, but we'll see. With that, would you choose to move the amendment?
Chairman, I move the Dash 10 amendment to Bill 4111.
Senator Thompson has moved the Dash 10 amendment to House Bill 41111. Did I get all the ones in there?
I think they did.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Monroe.
Yeah, discussion. I happen to reside in the one county that voted correctly on this measure last time.
Different measure, and this one amends.
Similar.
Senator?
I voted in the three counties that voted for it correctly.
Well, let's not get into that. This, again, this has nothing to do with the measure that failed. This has to do with the measure that was passed. And the people we're talking about are legally here by executive order. Okay, is there any opposition to the amendment? Senator Girard is opposed. Anybody else? The amendment's adopted. Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 4111 with the dash 10 amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thompson has moved House Bill 4111 as amended by the dash 10s to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none opposition, Senator Girard is opposed. House Bill 4111 as amended by the dash 10 moves to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. I believe Senator Monroe, would you carry?
Would love to carry it.
All righty, and we're closed on that. We are now open to public hearing on House Bill 4048A. Kayla.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4048A requires principal real estate brokers, and property managers to complete 30 hours of continuing education when reactivating their license, and it specifies that licensees must take advanced courses and practices relevant to their license when reactivating the license. It requires principal real estate brokers to take advanced courses in brokerage practices upon first renewal of the license, and it takes effect 91 days after adjournment signing die. Since that time, we now have the A3 and the A4 amendments. The A4 is the latest version, so I'll summarize that one. The A4 specifies that Oregon Housing and Community Services Department may not require an elderly housing project that has repaid the financing received through a Housing and Community Services Department housing program in full or retired any bond obligations related to the project to hire a licensed real estate property manager, real estate broker, or principal real estate broker. It defines the elderly housing project. It does declare emergency. The emergency clause applies to the whole measure and it's effective on passage. There is an indeterminate fiscal impact and no revenue impact on this measure with the dash A4 amendment.
All righty, I have Sean Cleave and Phil Bentley. Welcome.
Happy to be in front of you, Chair Beyer and committee, with a non-controversial piece of legislation. I'm here today on behalf of Oregon Association of Realtors in support of the dash A4 amendments. I want to clarify a little bit to Ms. Beyer's comments on the bill. The emergency clause simply allows, for the purposes of our portion of the bill, to allow the Oregon Housing and Community Services Agency to implement their portion immediately. The development of our CE, continuing education, would not go into effect until July 1st, 2019. However, the emergency clause would allow the Oregon Real Estate Agency to start working.
I got to ask you to put your name on the record, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sean Cleave, representing Oregon Association of Realtors. Just to clarify again, as I bumbled through it, the emergency clause would allow both agencies to take action. However, the CE portion of our bill would still not go into effect until July 1st, 2019, giving the agency the time to develop the curriculum. Also, for the record, nothing in the provision of the dash A4 amendment would impact Oregon Statute 696. That is the chapter that is regulated by the real estate agency.
Okay.
Chair Beyer, members of the committee, my name is Phil Bentley with the Oregon Healthcare Association. We represent long-term care providers in Oregon. And I'd like to begin today by thanking the Oregon Association of Realtors for allowing us to utilize this vehicle to really resolve an issue that's been percolating between our members and the Oregon Housing and Community Services Agency. And I want to thank representatives of the agency, particularly Ariel Nelson, for working with us over the last week or so to reach an agreement on a compromise that is reflected in the dash A4s. And just in sum, I think the committee staff did a nice job of summarizing the provisions of the amendment, but just to clarify that it basically brings clarity for our members around when they would be required to have a licensed real estate property manager, which is not required of the hundreds of assisted living and independent living communities. And there was a very narrow provision of when that was being required. And so if they've extinguished their debt and their obligations that were originally issued, there was some bond financing. Once that's been extinguished, they would no longer be required to retain these property managers, and they would be on the same footing as pretty much all the other providers in the state. So with that, I would be happy to take any questions.
Are there any questions? Don't see any. Thank you very much. That's all I had signed up. Is the real estate group acceptable of this one? Oh. Commissioner?
Chair Beyer, committee members, my name is Gene Bentley, the real estate commissioner. Just to add some clarity to it, the base bill that deals with the education and the re-education or the advanced practices course for principal brokers is something we've been working on for almost a year. So we're totally happy with that. The dash, whatever you want to call it, the fourth go-around, that raises some issue, and the issue is Housing and Community Services may not require a entity to have a licensed property manager. Our law says, 696 says, that if you are doing property management for another, for compensation, you're required to be licensed, period. That's it. So, and that should not change from my reading of the bill, but just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that we're going to require people to be licensed in those situations where they should be.
You don't normally think of people in the assisted living business as being in the real estate business, per se.
We just moved my mother-in-law into a facility, and interestingly enough, it is, and they're building a new one next door, and they're going to sell the units to individuals, which I found very surprising, but that's a whole other world.
That doesn't make sense, but it's okay. If that works for them.
Assisted living condos. All
right. Question, Senator.
No, it's a pretty common practice.
Really?
Yeah.
To sell an assisted living room?
Assisted living condos.
Mm-hmm. Huh, interesting. Okay. Great. Thank you
very much.
Any further questions? Is there anybody else who feels the need to testify on this bill? Don't see any. We will close public hearing. We'll open a work session on House Bill 4048A. Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I move the dash A44 to, A4.
Only one four. They haven't got that far yet.
Oh, I thought this took a long time. I move the dash A4 to House Bill 4048A.
Senator Thompson has moved the dash A4 amendment to House Bill 4048A. Discussion on the motion. Is there any opposition to the motion? Seeing none, it's adopted. Senator.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4048A with the A4 dash amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thompson has moved House Bill 4048A as amended by the A4 amendment to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, is there any opposition to the motion? There is none. House Bill 4048A, as amended by the A4 amendment, is passed to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. And does anybody want to carry it? I'll carry it. I'll carry it. And with some closed work session, and I think that does it for the session.
Yes.
So, colleagues, thank you for another successful session.
Yeah.
And see you again in a little while.
Yeah,
in a few months.
2 hours. Well, some of us.
Yeah. A different one. We're closed.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.